It's Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Peter Biello. Brattleboro resident Diana Whitney's debut collection of poetry, Wanting It, is gathering praise from some of the state's top poets. Vermont poet laureate Sidney Lee calls it a brilliant book. Major Jackson refers to the poems in this collection as ancient secrets. The poems are playful, erotic, at times dark, and always thoughtful in their search for universal truth in small everyday moments. Whitney joins us now to talk about her debut book. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Peter.
Could you start us off by reading a poem from your book?
Yeah, I will read a short poem called A Marriage Story. Kindergarten was wood chips and Julio on my tail like a rocket through the playground. Black eyes and fast legs crawling in the tire tunnel. Breath on my turtleneck scrabbling the rope wall, bouncing me off the hanging walkway into the monkey bar house. Every recess, he said he would marry me. He said it like a threat, like, I'm going to kill you. And I knew if I ran too slow and he caught me, it was true. At home, my mother brushed my brown hair like a precious fleece, static crackling beneath satin ribbon as I cried for my future, for my new life with Julio. Even after the promises and parent-teacher conference, after recess inside and timeouts for Julio, I cried like the world was ending, which it was, because Julio proclaimed I would grow up and leave home, small prophet in corduroys, staking his claim where boys stashed mosses and secret bones, played out their terrible shouting games. I was fast, but I couldn't outrun them. In another forest, the girl glimpsed the gold, trick apple of love concealed in underbrush, and she slowed her sprint to gather it up. The last warrior who raced her caught her like this, reeled her in like a fish on a line. At night in the king bed, my yellow ring shines, bites my sleeping finger sometimes without warning.
And this poem comes in part of the book where marriage is this trick apple, as you say. It's this thing that's reeling you in. It's an ominous presence here, isn't it?
It's interesting because the earlier sections on the book are very much about longing, and that that's the title, Wanting It. It's a provocative idea, but it's not specifically about a lover or a husband. So that maybe that myth of marriage, the perfect marriage, the Hollywood marriage that we grow up with, and then what we live with day to day, and reconciling those two. And sometimes we can find some, moments of truth in the writing about it.
I'm glad you mentioned Wanting It as a title, because it refers to more than just the erotic, lusty parts of your poems. What was the it that you are referencing here in your mind?
It's this, a more vast, all-encompassing experience of longing. And that is, part of our human condition, is that restlessness, that interior longing for the other or for experience. Sometimes it focuses in on a specific person or a lover. In my poems, it's often for nature, for the gardens, for summer, but it's always elusive. It's the wanting it that's beautiful, more so than the having. I mean, that's something, that experience of longing. Well, if you get what you want, then you don't get that sort of tremulous longing anymore.
I want to talk to you about small town life, because that looms large here. If I'm not mistaken, Peckerville sort of stands as the symbol of, small town America as seen in Vermont.
Yeah.
And in one poem, Peckerville, of course, the woman at the center of it is either the hero or the femme fatale, depending on the perspective of those neighbors in town.
Of the neighbors, yeah. I mean, what's interesting about Peckerville is that town, it is much smaller than any small town most listeners know. I mean, there is really a crossroads and one or two dairy farms. I kind of did put it out there. I lived in a old house with some roommates, and we had parties and we danced and we had a wood-fired hot tub on the back porch. So, we weren't kind of hiding ourselves from the neighbors. And in fact, I became very close with some of my neighbors who were natives, and shared experiences and had friendships. So I don't know if that comes across in this particular poem.
You maintain a blog called Spilt Milk, which was once a newspaper column about parenting. And recently you wrote about your experience with depression, which has recently been in the news following the suicides of Vermont Law School professor Cheryl Hanna and actor and comedian Robin Williams. We've heard a lot about depression recently, and I wanted to ask you, as someone who has experienced it, what do you think is missing from the discussion about depression in the media?
I guess from a very personal standpoint, I think the stigma is so big still. And I think that's maybe where we need to start. It's not something that, oh, if you're strong enough or if you do all the right things like meditate or exercise, you can be okay. So if people were able to come forth and say, yeah, this has happened to me, that would be a great place to start.
So what's next for you in your poetry?
Well, I'm continuing to write poems. What I'm most working on is Spilt Milk. I'm collecting the essays that were in my column as well as new essays into a book, Spilt Milk, Making a Mess of Motherhood. So I'm focusing more on that prose writing, which is a little more, a little more external, but staying connected to the poetry, which is like a life force for me.
Diana Whitney, thank you so much for speaking with us about your book.
Thank you so much, Peter. It's been a pleasure.
Diana Whitney is the author of the new poetry collection, Wanting It, and she'll be appearing at the Burlington Book Festival next month.